Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
We are in the beautiful town of Miami, Arizona, and fortunate to be speaking to business owners and longtime residents today to tell a little bit not only about the history of Miami, but also the great things that are happening right now today and why Miami is such a draw. And right now we have the pleasure of speaking to Lisa Zaragoza with My Mom's House Designs. Where did you come up with the spelling for designs? Because it's D-Z-Y-N-E-S. Let's start there. Where did the name come from and what do you guys do?
My Mom's House Designs came because it happens to be my mother's house where our boutique is at. And the designs came because each one of my daughters help out, and those are their initials, DZ. So that's why we named it that.
Who came up with that idea? Is that your gem?
It was mine.
So tell us about the boutique. What kind of products and what do you guys do?
We've been open about 6 years now, and my daughter and I just, when I inherited the house, we didn't know what to do with it. So my youngest daughter is very crafty, so I told her, let's open a boutique. So we do screen printing, we sew pillows, we make aprons, we have bath bombs, and a majority of the stuff in there we make ourselves.
And so it is a boutique that people can come, it's a brick and mortar store.
Yes, the space happened to be where my mother did upholstery back in the day, so it has a separate entrance from the rest of the house.
Incredible. Does somebody live there as a residence as well, or is it strictly just the boutique now?
Just that one room is the boutique, and my granddaughter lives in one room in the house. So.
Oh my gosh, incredible. And do you sell online as well, or is it strictly just come in and visit the store?
We have an Etsy shop, and we do have a Facebook page. So, but we don't sell as much online unless somebody requests something, we will mail things out, so.
And I'd imagine once they've been in the boutique and they've become customers, then of course they're like, okay, I need more of the bath soap or whatever it is. And you mentioned pillows.
Yes, we have some Arizona pillows. I sew all the pillows. My daughter screen prints on them, or if we just want to put a design on them, we do that.
How did you, I mean, I know you had the house and she's crafty. How did you go from knowing that there's a skill set and an art and an opportunity for business here? Walk us through a little bit about that decision.
Well, she wanted to do the screen printing. She, you know, I did crafts when the girls, my girls were younger. And so we rented a space at one of the buildings in town first, you know. So then after that, then I inherited the house. And so that's when I asked her. I asked all three of my daughters for, you know, if they wanted to open a craft shop. And my youngest one was the only one that said, oh, yeah, Mom, I'll do whatever you want me to do. So it's been basically her baby because she does a majority of the stuff in there.
Had you been a business owner prior to this?
No.
Tell us a little bit about life before this. Who was Lisa before business owner?
Pharmacy tech. You know, so I work in the pharmacy. I started at Central Drug, one of the little buildings in downtown Miami. And so now I work at the hospital, but never had any idea what I was going to do with the business. So.
And 6 years in already, and through a pandemic, a flood, and a fire that came through town. Do you consider yourself resilient?
I do. And I was lucky because, you know, I didn't at that time have to pay rent on a building or purchase a building. So there was no reason not to have something like that.
Working with your girls and having an opportunity to share this together, what are some of the highlights and maybe even the lowlights, if you're willing to share?
The highlights is when people come in and they're looking for something specific, whether it be a Miami Vandal cup or a pillow, you know, or a t-shirt that says Miami, Arizona, or just a keychain. The low points on that is my daughter lives in Mesa, and I'm always saying, oh, yeah, she can do this, she can do that, she can do this. And sometimes, you know, she screen prints one shirt at a time. She doesn't have, like, a warehouse or a workshop or anything. So I always think that, yeah, we can get that stuff when, you know, sometimes we can't.
or have to wait a bit. Yeah. But for the good quality work, it's worth waiting for. Yeah. So when you arrived today to the museum here, Evelyn Vargas, who was kind enough to invite us to spend the day in Miami, mentioned that the two of you were classmates, and we are sitting in one of the classrooms. Tell us a little bit about the room that we're in here.
I think it's just the whole school. This was, you know, our music room. I tried to play the violin. It didn't work out for me. So, you know, I didn't spend too much time in this room, but we did, you know, just the school itself has so much history for us and for my daughter.
Your daughter came through here as well. Do you know about when it was no longer a school? I don't remember if I asked Evelyn that question or not. Maybe when she's with us later today. But it's been a museum for quite a long time. Let's go back to the days when it was a school. Is there a favorite memory that you have? And were you born here as well as raised here?
Born and raised here. The house that I own now, where my shop is at, is where I've lived my whole life. It was actually three houses. And then when my dad redid it, it just came into one house because there were so many of us kids. So
it's fascinating. And so back to this building and even just life in Miami or as a young girl, something, a fond memory. I know Evelyn mentioned that, you know, everybody swam and learned how to swim at the YMCA. How about for you? Anything specific for Miami for yesteryear?
I think it's the whole town in general, you know, because we knew what it looked like back in the day. You know, I was telling my daughter this morning, I said, I can't wait for the swimming pool to open, the Hostetler, just because I want to smell the chlorine. I mean, that was my favorite memory of the pool in Miami is that, you know, I like the smell of chlorine. So,
isn't that fun? We have those things that we remember and we just, every time we smell something or hear something, there's a beautiful memory. And what do you look forward to for Miami, just even the coming year in 2024? Are there some new things that you're either doing at the boutique or community-wise that you're looking forward to?
Yes, we're going to redo the whole boutique because it'll be our six-year anniversary in February. So hopefully we can redo everything, have a new look, and just hope that, you know, there's more to come in Miami. There is a few things that are coming or that have come lately. And so just wanting to see it back to, it's nice to see the people walking around town just looking at things. And I think we need to have a little bit more to offer them.
And clearly, as I've spoken to many of you today, that is the theme that runs throughout. Not only are you really showing up in a big way on behalf of the community, everyone is willing to help each other and wants to see that beautiful legacy continue as you've described, in addition to making sure that there's room for new experiences and new adventures. Lisa, it's so great to get to know you. I know you said Etsy, where else? And how do we find you on Etsy? I'm not very familiar with Etsy. I'll have to cop to that. But how do we find you out there in the world as far as the web goes? And then if you could also give us the location and the hours for the boutique.
It's just My Mom's House Designs. And our address is 526 Gibson Street in Miami. And our phone number is 480-980-3202.
Wonderful. We will make sure that we have that in the show notes. Thanks again for being here.